do you used to carry water in?
I call it a water bucket, but now some people call it a pail. But I have two water buckets in the kitchen right now.
Uh-huh. What about milk? What did you milk into?
We call it the milk pail. And we kept our milk and butter. We kept the milk. We had stone jars to keep the buttermilk in. Mm-hmm. And we had stone things to keep our butter in. And then we had the other kind of to keep the sweet milk in. Mm-hmm. And we carried it to the spring down there.
What sort of container would you... Something that you'd have in the kitchen to just throw scraps into... Carry out to the hogs?
We call it slop bucket.
Okay. And what about the thing that you'd fry eggs in?
A skillet.
Okay. What's that made of?
Iron.
That heavy?
Heavy iron. Okay. I have two of them.
What about the something similar that's made out of sheet metal?
Well, I have bread pans made out of iron. Steel, I guess you'd call it.
Okay, do you remember anything that had little legs on it that you'd put in front of the fireplace?
Oh, yes.
What was that?
Well, we called them pots. Uh-huh. And we had iron pots. We had little ones and large ones. They had lids on them. Mm-hmm. We had... things like that she would... We had a great big one. We didn't call it a pot. It had three legs. And it had a top. It had a rim around this top. And you put the coals of fire underneath there, set on the coals of fire, and put whatever you wanted in there. We could bake bread in there, or cakes, or pies, or whatever. Like an oven, you know. We'd have them in a pan, and then set in that, like it was the oven. And we baked sweet potatoes, Irish potatoes, whatever you wanted to in there. And I've never eaten a sweet potato any better than ones baked in that oven.
Yeah.
And bread and anything. It was just delicious. It held all the moisture in, you see. And I don't know, it got broken after a while. And then we had a smaller one that we could bake beans in or... whatever, you know, it was about as large as pot you have now, you know, about that size. But this oven was just a big oven. We called it an oven. And we didn't have to bake by the fireplace, but we did because we wanted to. We had a cook stove.
Yeah, it just tasted better, huh?
Oh, it was good. We liked to do it. I've seen Mama in the old log kitchen when we used it. See, it was big, and there was an iron rod up there, and then these here tongs, or whatever they called them, that came down with a crook at the bottom, and they were two parts, and one was wide with holes in it, and a crook up like that, and the other was smaller, and you could have it high or low, however you wanted it, and it had a crook too, you see. And you could hang your pots, maybe three or four pots in one fireplace. That's how big it was. And I was just a little girl, but I love that old kitchen. I wouldn't care if it was out there now. I'd try climbing up the chimney. Oh, yeah, Mama had all these different kinds of things to cook on the fireplace or the stove. We had, she always had a cook stove.